Foundations of Amateur Radio. Putting your station together is best described as a juggling act, since you'll discover that everything depends on everything else. And the more you plan, the more you learn, and the more variables become apparent. None more so than with the selection of an antenna. Antennas are endlessly variable. To give you a taste, imagine a loop of wire, shaped like a circle. As you stretch the circle, it becomes an oval. If you pull on four corners, it's a square. Pull it tight between two points and it more or less becomes a single wire. In other words, one piece of wire can essentially make an infinite number of antennas. And we haven't even varied the material, length, thickness, or coating. So, to discuss antennas is to embark on a lifelong journey of exploration. And me telling you to get one over another is not going to help. Instead, I'd like to discuss some considerations that you might not have encountered. The obvious issue of space is generally the first consideration. Then there's the neighbours and their sense of aesthetics, or lack thereof. There's local laws to abide by and sometimes permissions and permit requirements, though in many cases it seems that seeking forgiveness is a quicker route to success. Your mileage may vary, talk to your local amateur club. There's the property owner to consider. If that's you, great, drill away. If not, you will need to tailor your antenna selection to the amount of renovations required. If you live in a restricted location where there are all manner of rules about the things that you cannot do, you might need to think carefully about your options. Stealthy antennas are a thing. As I've said previously, inside your roof might be an option, but there are others. Some examples to consider. If there's a TV aerial on your roof, will that look similar to a 70cm Yagi, or could it hide a 2m vertical? Do you have a metal gutter which might act as an antenna, or could you use Christmas light clips to hang a wire antenna from your gutters? Could you hide a vertical in a plastic downpipe? Could you dangle a ladder line antenna out a window at night, or use thin wire to hold up your plants while hiding your antenna in the garden? Or can you use a beverage antenna that's lying on the ground, or hidden under the fence capping? Could you tune up your fence, for that matter? In other ways to make your hobby look invisible in plain sight, could you use an antenna that looks like a roof vent? Or, if you're into moon bounce, could you repurpose a satellite dish? Could you make your outdoor washing line into an antenna, or add a flagpole vertical antenna that also happens to soothe your vexillology sensibilities? While we're talking stealth, you can paint your antenna to match the decor. To get your antenna up in the air, could you use a length of wood, a pool cleaning or painter's pole strapped to your pergola, gazebo, balcony railing, or some other existing structure? Can you use the edging of a shade sail? Professionally installed, it comes complete with mounting points. It doesn't stop there. I've heard of several amateurs who managed to park a sailboat, with the mast up, in their driveway without ever once floating it in a nearby body of water. Of course, this is not exhaustive, nor is it meant to be. It's really a trigger to think about some options that you might not have discovered. In other words, if you need stealth, you can be creative rather than buy an antenna off the shelf. Speaking of buying off the shelf, there's nothing quite like buying a wonderful antenna, the answer to all your questions, only to discover that it needs tuning and tweaking, to the point where you might spend a year getting familiar with all its quirks. That's not to discourage you from picking that path, just to warn you that there is no such thing as the perfect antenna. If you are less space restricted, building a tower or a mast, the difference being that a tower stands all by itself, like the one in Paris, a mast needs guy wires to keep it up. You'll likely need to consider failure, engineering standards and concrete, not to mention maintenance. So, how do you go about selecting the perfect antenna to suit your needs? In the same way that a magician pulls a rabbit from a hat. In other words, there's a trick. It's pretty simple. Start small. With that I mean start with a simple wire antenna. It will achieve a number of things that only experience will give you. For starters, it will prove that your shack works, as in end to end. That might not sound like a big deal, but there are many different moving parts in building a successful shack. Making your first contact is going to be a milestone worth logging. More on that another day. While making your first contact is momentous, getting an antenna in the air will also allow you to hear what your neighbourhood sounds like. Is it completely RF quiet, in which case where do you live and do you have a spare bedroom? The reality is, for most of us, local RF noise is the norm when setting up your station. Noise is a whole other topic, and I'll get into that next time. I haven't said anything at this point about your living circumstances, but it should be obvious that anyone you're living with needs to be on board with your adventures. So discuss your plans and concerns. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.